put the recording on. Boker Tov, Yerke, Lachif, Deison, Ranana, on Zoom studying. On Mud Yom Mi, we're on Bet Shabbat, Bet, and Mud Bet today. But Paulie, a very good question. All of this is talking about where there is no Eruv. And this is why this was a melacha, which was very common. Everyone had to think about it. Everyone here, I'm sure many of you grew up putting belts around your stomach to hold a key and maybe having locks on your door that are buttons instead of having to carry things.
My favorite was the tie clip key.
Yeah. Okay, so all of you grew up with these different things because hotza'ah, carrying in public, was a major problem. We are blessed that we have an Eruv. There is a big debate about using Eruvin, and we're going to talk about this. Many, you know, some communities still don't use them, and especially in particular locations that are very busy with lots of people walking through. But we will explore all of this in more detail. So let's start with, now it's important to understand the language of our Mishnah was as follows. Yitziot HaShabbat, Shtaim Shehen Arba. Okay, the way we did this is we said that the carrying, Yitziot, is two that equals four. Shtaim Shehen Arba Bifnim, for inside, and Shtaim Shehen Arba Bachutz. Meaning that let's say you're the poor person standing outside, there are two ways that you can violate the Torah law. Okay, one is to bring something in from outside to inside, and the other thing is to take something from outside, from inside, and to bring it outside. Okay, go in either direction, that's the Torah law, and that's for Bifnim. And then you have the Torah law for the person standing inside. He can bring something outside that's already inside, or he can bring something inside that's outside. That's the Torah law because you're doing both Akira. You're uprooting something, and then you're placing it down into a new place. That is the Bifnim. Also, you and Bifnim and Bachutz, but then these turn into four. What does it mean to turn Shtaim Shehen Arba? That there are also rabbinic violations if they share the action. So let's say the poor person, you know, brings it into the house. This is Akira, but then it's picked up by the Balabait. He takes it. So you have Akira, Hanacha, and that in that case, both of them are patur. They're both they are patur, meaning they're exempt from a Torah violation, even though they've violated a rabbinic obligation. And in each of these situations, you have a case where you have four more cases. So the total cases that we have in our Mishnah is eight actions committed by the ani, eight actions potentially committed by the Baal HaBayit who's inside. Now what the Gemara is going to do now is to compare language in another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Masechet Shavuot. Masechet Shavuot discusses laws of vows. And there we have a slightly different formulation. And the Gemara is going to try to understand why the Gemara talks about this Melacha Votza differently there than it does here in Masechet Shabbat. So let's read in the Gemara. We're on the bottom of Bet Amud Aleph 2a. Reading the last line of the page. Tnan Hatam. We learn there in Masechet Shavuot. Shtaim Shehen Arba. Okay, so, sorry. Tnan Hatam Shavuot Shtaim Shehen Arba. So we're going to have a number of examples of things that you have Torah law that there are two different violations, but they expand to four from a rabbinic standpoint. So we're going to see a few examples. One of them is by Shavuot. Tnan Hatam Shavuot Shtaim Shehen Arba. When it comes to Shavuot, there's something called a Shavuot Bitui, where a person expresses a certain fact, or as we'll see, a certain untruth. And this is quoted in Rashi here on the bottom. So let's say, and the pasuk goes as follows. It says, let's say a person makes a, it says, Denafki mi lehara o lehetev. So a person can say something positive or negative. Now, according to Torah law, if you say something related to the future, I will eat that piece of cake, or I will not eat that piece of cake, and you're taking a vow, okay, that is considered a Shavuot Bitui. If you're lying, you have to bring a sacrifice, okay? You have to bring a sacrifice. Now, those are the Torah laws. What about rabbinically? Rabbinically, there is, in addition to this, that if you make a vow about the past, I did eat the cake, or I did not eat the cake. Lehara would be that I did not eat the cake. Lehativ, that, you know, it's good that I did eat the cake. So this is two Torah laws that expand into four laws together when we add the rabbinic additions to the past, vows about the past. That's one example. Another example is we're learning different ideas here from all of the Talmud. Yidiot hatuma shtaim shein arba. When it comes to knowledge about tuma, impurity, this is also two laws, two Torah laws that expand into four total laws, two Torah and two rabbinic. What is the case of Yediot Hatumah? Okay, so let's say a person eats something that is Tameh, or let's say a person is Tameh and goes into the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, those are two Torah prohibitions. Okay, and when we talk about Yediot Hatumah, okay, look at Rashi, top Rashi on the page. Hamarod beKorban Levi Yared Onefesh Kiti Gavi Gomer Harinam Basachat Shavot Shnei Medaber Ela Betumot Mikdash VeKadasha Shel Achar Shenitma Achal Kodesh Onichnas Hamikdash. This is terrible. A person became impure. He touched a dead body, and then he decides to eat food from a sacrifice, or he decides to go into the temple. Now, you're not allowed to eat a sacrifice when you're impure. You're not allowed to go into the temple when you're impure. Okay? This is a major problem. If you do this intentionally, then you violated a Torah law, bizadon, that's a very serious violation. But here we're talking about a case where it's done bishogeg. Bishogeg means that you didn't remember. You forgot something. What's the exact situation? You remember that you're not allowed to eat. You remember that you're tamei. Okay, I'm impure. I just touched a dead body. Okay, then you forget that you're tamei and you eat the sacrifice, and then you remember again. Okay, so this is called having yidi'ah, knowledge in the beginning. Then you forget. That's called he'elem, and then you have yidi'ah at the end. In this particular situation, the Torah tells us you have to bring a sacrifice. Okay, a korban.
Well, Rabbi, how do you become impure? How do you not become impure then?
Go to the mikvah. You have to go through, get the paraduma, the ashes, the paraduma, and then go to the mikvah and wait 7 days. Now, that's the case. And those are two cases. One case has to do if you end up your tamei and you forget that you're tamei, and then you eat meat, sacrificial meat, or if you go into the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, and that is those are the two Torah laws. Yediot HaTumah Shtayim. How do they turn into Arba? They turn into Arba because you could also have a case where it's not just that you forget that you're Tamei, okay? You could also have a situation that you forget that this is the Beit HaMikdash. You see a building, but you think it's a hotel. So you forgot that that's a Beit HaMikdash, or you forgot that the meat itself is sacrificial meat. So you could forget about your own status being Tamei, or you could forget that the status of the meat is that you think it's regular meat. It's regular meat, but it's actually holy meat. So that's how Shtayim turns into Arba. Okay, now the same thing is true with Mar'ot Nigaim. Nigaim is the third example in the Gemara there in Masechet Shavuot. Mar'ot and Nigaim is, these are different growths that are connected to Tzarat, leprosy. And the Torah only speaks about two of them. Okay, Se'et, Uvaheret. These are the names of two different types of growths, but we have different derivatives of these. So it's Shtayim, two primary growths that are called Se'et Uvaheret, and then they expand into four also, Shtayim, Shehein, Arba. And then finally, the fourth on the list, Dalid Yitziot HaShabbat, Shtayim, Shehein, Arba. Sorry, Yitziot HaShabbat, Shtayim, Shehein, Arba. And also, with regards to going in and out of Shabbat, carrying things in and out of Shabbat is two, that equals four. Now notice that the language of this Gemara here that we're bringing from outside is different from our own Mishnah. Our own Mishnah said Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim, Shtayim Shein Arba Bachutz, which equals, as we went through, eight different cases. But here it's only Shtayim Shein Arba. Where's Bifnim and where's Bachutz? Why is that not mentioned over there? So the Gemara is going to try to understand why the language is different in each of these two situations. And we're going to go through three different answers for why this is the case. Okay? So let's read the Gemara's question inside, then we'll see the three different answers. Maishna hachi titana bet shehin dalet bifnim uvet shehin arba bachutz. Why are we learning here in Masechet Shabbat and Ben Amud Aleph, two that equals four inside, two that equals four outside? Umaishna hatam, and why there in Masechet Shavuot titani shtayim shehin arba betuva? Why don't we just say shtayim shehin arba? Why don't we expand and give all the possible cases? So let's go through the three different answers. Answer number one: Acha de ikar shabbatu, tani avot, v'tani toldot. So the answer is, the first answer here is as follows. Listen, this is the primary area where we discuss Masechet Shabbat. Masechet Shabbat, this is the classicus, the locus classicus. And therefore, you're going to study this in a more expansive manner. And you're going to study what's called the Avot and also the Toladot. What are the Avot and what are the Toladot? Remember we mentioned how many melachot, how many different actions are you not allowed to do on Shabbat? But you know, the 39 melachot. These are called 39 avot melachot. These are 39 primary categories of melacha. However, within each primary category, there are other derivative categories. And these are called toladot. So you have a father, and a tolada is like a, you know, the seed, okay? Or the next generation, the tolada. So here in Masechet Shabbat, we learn the avot, and we also learn the toladot. Whereas there, hatam delav ikar shabbatu, avot tani, toladot lo tani. There, we just learn the avot, and we don't learn the toladot. Now, we're going to have to discuss what the difference is between an av and a tolda. Because let me tell you, and this is, you'd think that if you perform a tolda, that it's less severe of a punishment because it's a derivative. It's not as bad, right? The truth is that a person is chayav skila, they are punishable by death if they violate an av and if they violate a tolada. Okay, there's no difference between these two things when it comes to the punishment. But right here, okay, but we're going to talk more about an av and a tolda. There may be a difference in terms of warning a person hatra, but we'll talk about that at another point in time. But what's the difference? What do we mean by av and tolda in this case? So remember, we have two primary cases. The primary cases from the Torah is when you take something that's in your house and you bring it outside to the street, the Rishut HaRabim, or you have something in the street and you bring it into your house. These are two different primary cases. Now, the av, the primary category, is when you take something from in your house and you bring it outside. That's Rishut HaYachid, the Rishut HaRabim. That's the primary case. That's the av. What's the tolada? The tolada is when you take something from outside and you bring it inside. Outside to inside is the tolada, okay? Now, the difference in language, by the way, one is called hotza'ah, taking outside. The other one is called hachnasa, lehachnis, to bring something inside your home. So when we say that our Gemara is teaching the av and the tolda, well, it does. It has a case where the ani, the poor person, you know, takes something inside and brings it outside and takes something outside and inside. And the same thing is true with the balabait, inside, outside, outside, inside. So you have both the avot and the toladot. Whereas in the other Gemara, we just studied the avot. What's the av? What's the av in this case? The av is taking something outside, taking something that's inside, bringing it outside. That's the av. As opposed to, and it does not include the toleda, which is taking something that's in outside and bringing it inside. Okay, so this is explanation number one. Now the Gemara is going to question this explanation as follows. So we say, wait a second. Avot, my nihu. What exactly are the avot? The yitziot. The avot are yitziot, which is taking something out, from inside out. The yitziot, farte hafyan. And when it comes to the yitziot, there are only two yitziot. What are the two yitziot that are possible? Well, the person inside, the balabait, takes something outside, puts it outside. Or the person who's outside, okay, this is outside here, puts his hand in and takes it and brings it back outside. Okay, so you have my new yitziot, the yitziot tartan havyam. Viki v'chi teima mehen l'chiyuv u'mehen liftor. So if you want to say, well, wait a second, how do we get to shtayim shein arba, 2 that equals 4? So 2 that equals 4 ends up including cases of a patur. A patur means, you know, again, it's a case where you violate something rabbinically, but not, again, according to Torah law. I'm just going to go back, because this is an important point. According to the, you know, in when we talk about Hilchot Shabbat, there are three categories. There's chayav, you are punishable by death. There's mutar, totally permitted, have a party, do whatever you want. And then there's patur. Patur normally means exempt of halacha. But patur on Shabbat means that you're exempt from a Torah law, but you're violating a rabbinic law. Okay? Now, in this situation, according to our reading, where you have the avot you also have Maimi Yitziot of Yitziot Tartiyah and Mechitim Amein Lechiyu Amein Lechftur. You want to say in Masechet Shavuot that we're talking about Avot, which are taking something out, and 2 = 4 means you're also talking about Peturin, cases where you're just violating the rabbinic law, but not the Torah law. But wait a second, that's problematic, is that doesn't precisely parallel the case that we have, the other case that we have. For example, Mar'ot Nigaim. Okay, Mar'ot Nigaim Bahadumya, V'chitema Mehen L'chiyuv Mehen L'ftur Bahadumya, the Mar'ot Nigaim, Nigaim Katani. Mahatam Kula L'chiyuva, L'chiyuva, Avhachana Mikula L'chiyuva. There's this comparison. We can't say that the 2 = 4 is including cases of Petur in Masachat Shavuot. Because in Masachat Shavuot, the Nigaim, for example, are all Chayav. You're obligated, the 2 = 4, you're totally obligated. And we want there to be a parallel here. So we're going to come up with answer number 2. Ela Amar Rav Papa. Answer number 2, again, to explain why in Masechet Shabbat, we say Shaim Shein Arba Mibachut Uber Bitzmim, meaning we have 8 cases, whereas in Masechet Shavuot, we say Shaim Shein Arba, without explaining, you know, Bachut and Bitzmim. So Rav Papa is going to explain the second answer to this. Ela Amar Rav Papa. Hacha, the Ikar Shabbatu, Tani Chiyuve Ufture. Okay, here, which is the primary place that we study Masechet Shabbat, again, Masechet Shabbat, Daf Beremud Aleph, we learn Chiyuve Upture. We learn the Chiyuvim and the Pturim, the violations of Torah law and the violations of rabbinic law. Hatam, there in Masechet Shavuot, the Lav Ikar Shabbatu, there in Masechet Shavuot, which is not the primary place to study Masechet Ihochot Shabbat. Shabbatu chiyuvetani ufture lota. So there we only study the chiyuvim and not the peturim. So the difference between them is that there masachat Shabbat it's the chiyuve velo peturim, meaning you have hotza and hachnasa, but only on the Torah level, not on the rabbinic level. There in masachat Shavuot, whereas here in masachat Shabbat we have the Torah and the rabbinic. Okay, so then the Gemara asks another question. Chiyuve mai mihu? But what are the chiyuvim? The chiyuvim yitziot. It's still only yitziot. It's not 2 = 4. It's only 2. Yitziot mai mihu? Yitziot. Yitziot tarte havya. There are 2 yitziot. Again, the poor person taking something out from inside and taking it outside. That's yitziot number 1. Yitziot number 2 is the balabai taking something that's inside and putting it outside. That's only 2. So how do we get to 4 then? You want to say that that we're talking about hachnasan hotzai here, but we all that we learned in our language in the Mishnah is yitziot, taking something out. It doesn't include bringing something in. So Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is going to give us our third way to resolve this question. Again, what's the question? Why is the language in Shavuot different than the language in Masechet Shabbat, Shtayim Shein Arba? Why is it doubled here and not there? So Amar Rav Ashi, Tana Hachnasa Nami Hotza'a Karile. Rav Ashi tells us something very important. When we use the language in the Mishnah, Yitziot HaShabbat, Shtayim Shein Arba, Yitziah doesn't just include taking something out, it's also bringing something in. Okay? True, we know from another answer, an early answer, it's a tolada. It's still a Torah law, that's number 1. But number 2, the language that we use, sometimes we say, you should have many banim. Okay? Shatizke, ligadel banim. Okay? Banim, we know, includes boys and girls. You're not only saying having boys, you have boys and girls. When we say hotza'ah, it includes taking something out and bringing things in. Okay, the language is more general. Don't interpret it so narrowly, so specifically. Mimai. Now we're going to bring a proof, a textual proof, that when we use the word hotza'ah, it could include going in and coming out in both directions. Mimai, ditznan. We learn in a Mishnah. Where is this Mishnah? You could see that little footnote there. Do you see that little gimel? Anybody see that gimel? Steve, do you see the little gimel? Oh, you don't have it on Safari. I don't think. Okay, but gimel, this is lekaman, ayin gimel amud aleph. This is daf ayin gimel amud aleph. Now, this is an important daf in Masechet Shabbat. Why? Because on ayin gimel amud aleph, 73a, we learn about the list of the 39 melachot. Okay? The Gemara holds us, keeps us waiting 73 pages until we get to the list of the melachot. Instead of just telling us on the first page, we got to wait 73 pages. So this is, Gemara is a very good life lesson in patience. Okay. So Amar Avashi Tanach Nasa Nami. Okay. So Mimai Mibitna Namotzi Mereshut Lereshut Chayav. So as we learn in the Mishnah, if you take something out from Reshut to Reshut, you are Chayav. Okay. Now Reshut can mean Reshut Arabim Reshut Yachid, private public domain. Milo Askina and the Kama'il Mereshut Arabim Reshut Yachid. Aren't we talking about a case also where you take something from Reshut Rabim outside, bring it inside, and what is this called? This is called Hotza'ah. So when you bring something from outside inside, which is really Hachnasa, Lachnis Mashu, that's called Hotza'ah. Okay. V'tamamai, what's the reason? Whenever you uproot something from one place to another, that is called Hotza'ah. Whether you're going outside, inside to outside, or outside to inside. And that's what we're learning in Masechet Shavuot. Masechet Shavuot is talking about Hotza'ah and Hachnasa, whereas Masechet Shabbat also includes the Peturim. Okay, just very quickly, and we got to finish up. Amar Avina Matnid Nami Daika. Also, if you read the Mishnah carefully, it's very clear that Yitziot, that Hachnasot are part of Yitziot. Because we talk about Yitzhak, and then immediately we jump to the topic of Hachmasot. Rav Amar, and now a fourth answer. Sorry, I should have told you there's a fourth answer to this. It's Shtayim Shein Arba. Why the difference between these different texts? Amar Rav, Rishut Katan, Rishiyot Shabbat Shtayim. No, we're talking about, when we say Shtayim Shein Arba, it's two Rishiyot, two different domains. Rishut Yachid, Rishut Rabim, which turns into four. Also, you have a Carmelite, and you have... Sorry, let me just look at this. Rashi, the Kashi Lachadish, and the Yatud, Ben Hacha, Ben Hatam, Rishiyot Katani, Rishiyot Shtayim, Rishut Yachir, Rishut Arim, Shahin, Arba Bifnim, Machule. Kumar, by then, Yishtach Arba, Yisrin, Bifnim, Ukneda, Machutz, Mehem, Achiv, and Neftur, by the Shiva, Kul, the Chiv, Kibna. Okay, so Rava says that we're talking about Rishiyot here, Shtayim Rishiyot, and there are four violations inside and outside, but Masachat Shavuot is only talking about a situation of Chiyuv, and not just Ptur. Okay. We're going to stop right here. We'll continue with this at the two dots, Bezrat Hashem, on Sunday morning. Okay, I hope we'll see you Sunday morning. I want to wish everybody here a beautiful Shabbat. This is challenging stuff, okay? And you have to, go through this carefully and patiently.